From Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham. This election year, Bridge Magazine's reporters are working on Truth Squad reports. Michigan Radio is a partner in that effort. And today, the Truth Squad looks at a website which criticizes Republican candidate for governor Bill Schuette. An environmental group is calling on voters to tell Bill Schuette to, quote, stand up for the Great Lakes now by shutting down a 65-year-old oil and gas pipeline that runs under the Straits of Mackinac between Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. That pipeline is owned by Enbridge, which is also a sponsor of this radio station. The environmental website is defendmichigan.com. It says that despite all his stated concern about the pipeline, to date, Schuette has taken no concrete action to shut it down. That website was put up by the nonpartisan Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Bob Ellison is deputy director of that group.
He clearly has the authority to shut this down, and he can revoke the easement right now. He's confirmed that authority back in July of 2015, so there's no question the attorney general could act here.
So what did Bill Schuette say in July of 2015 about the Enbridge Line 5?
You wouldn't site and you wouldn't build and construct pipelines under the Straits today. And so if you wouldn't do it today, how many more tomorrows will the pipelines be operational?
Schuette has repeatedly said that its days are numbered when he was the co-chair of a task force that initially looked into what should be done with Line 5.
That's the Truth Squad's Jim Malowitz. The Truth Squad looks at claims about candidates and claims by candidates.
I asked his campaign, why haven't you taken steps to revoke the permit, like these groups say you could, and his campaign spokesman said that they didn't want to comment on legal matters.
More recently, though, Schuette has changed his tone about Line 5. Instead of shutting it down, he now favors building a tunnel 300 feet under the Straits of Mackinac for the pipeline. That could take 7 years and an estimated $500 million to construct. While the website is correct when it states Schuette has not taken action to shut down Line 5, the Truth Squad says the website lacks context. Schuette did lead a task force that called for a ban on the flow of heavier crude oil. That happened. The task force also called for an independent analysis of the pipeline's environmental risk. That also happened. Schuette also scolded Enbridge for violating requirements related to Line 5 support structures on the bottom of the straits. They hadn't been maintained properly, and there were gaps where supports for the pipeline were supposed to be.
We do see that Schuette has addressed Line 5 in other ways that come short of revoking the permit.
So how does the Truth Squad rate the statements on defendmichigan.com?
Well, we ended up rating it mostly accurate because it is accurate that Bill Schuette could shut down the line, or at least he could take the steps towards shutting it down as attorney general, and that would be by revoking the 1953 easement that Enbridge, in its previous iteration as a company, had signed with the state to use the Straits lake bottom.
But Bill Schuette has not done that, and it appears he won't do that because of his support for the Line 5 tunnel proposal. I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.